Krisus, Pere Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Before we said, in previous Mishnah, that when a person eats, even if he stops eating in the middle, the parts of, if he eats a half a kazayis before and a half a kazayis later after a break, could be mitzarif, but there's a shir. The Mishnah over here breaks that down, and what we mentioned, the shir k'dechil, is perhaps actually a machlokes. V'kama yishe ho'ichlon, how much could the oichel interrupt between two parts of a kazayis, and it would still be called that he's eating one achil of kazayis, not two chatzoy achilos. And by the way, a chatzoy achil is also a double chomer, because in it's a Torah, but there's no malchus or a korban. It's called chatzoy osman a Torah. It's actually a machlek sebyechon or shlokash, a famous sugya, in the end of Meseches Yuma. We pass in chatzoy osman a Torah. So it's in it's a deraisa, but malchus korban that we're talking about in this Mesechta, you have to have one achila. The shayla is kama yisha ho'ichlon. Ki'ilu acholon kloyois divrei Meir. Rameh says, look at the pieces that he ate. Each one is the size of a small kloyois, is a roasted piece of wheat. And look at how much it would take to eat the kazayis with those type of pieces. And that's the shear. The Mefarshim explain over here, look at the Rav, is that the point is when he's mafsik legamri, so then he could pick up the ma'is achila again. But, the Rav fears ois, it's from the Gemara, if he's not mafsik the achila at all, but he's swallowing and chewing the whole time, even if it takes, person has the slowest chew time in the world, and it takes him 2 hours, a whole day even, afilu kolayem kuloi, to chew that one kazayis, it's all one ma'is achila, and it's chayv malchus. If at the end of it, it adds up to a kazayis. This is the shita of Rameh. V'chomam oimrim, it's the shita that we're more familiar with, ad sheyishem etchila v'atzoyv kidei achilas pras. A pras means a broken piece. A broken piece of what? When you talk about matzah, so Chazal refer to a matzah prusa. Over here we're talking about a broken loaf of bread. This is the sheer mozoin of shtei seudois. The Rav breaks it down from the Gemara. How big is that? It's a loaf of bread, which would be the size of 8 beitzim. A half of that, a pras of that, would be 4 beitzim. The Rav brings that down, miraboisai, and then he brings from the Rambam, 3 beitzim. This is a machlekes that plays itself out in different places, and that's part of the reason why practically there is a machlekes, how long the shear is. L'maisa, what we said, that the Chacham argued categorically on Reb Meir, and the Zman of Achila has to be Teichel Achila's Pras, even if there's no break in between, this is true. It's certainly in the Rav. Many Rishonim say it. L'maisa, when you look at the Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, it sounds not that way. It sounds like if Achila was Shoya Kol Hayom Kula, it would be Mitzvah, and the Shal is only when there's breaks. Ayin Shom, because Chinuch Hashtel Zan and Ois Yud over there. There's another famous machloikis about the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras, is that obviously that size of Arbo, or Sholosh Beitzim, in that length of time, would depend on what he's eating. It's a lot easier for a person to put down on a soft, chewy food 4, 5, 8 Beitzim in a much shorter time than it is something that's hard and something that's hard to digest and hard to chew. So the shaila is whether that makes a difference at all. In the Minchas Chinuch and Shin Yud Gimel, they say, Nemzon, that you can't give a time of 3 or 4 or 9 minutes, whatever it is, for Kedei Achilas Pras. It's totally each maichel lefi mashahu. Lemaisa, the ongenum neshita, is that it doesn't make a difference. And then we have a shaila, how to measure based on different makaris. It could be any place from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. On Yom Kippur, we have to be machmir. It's 9 minutes. When you're talking about matzah, you have to be machmir the other way to eat a kazayis of matzah. So that's why people eat matzah as quickly as possible. And they eat a huge amount of matzah for 2 kazayis, let's say, 2 big chazanishtik kazayis in 9 minutes. L'chulei. Okay, the shik de'achil is passed, by the way, is a halacha moshe v'sina. There's no klor makar in a pasuk for this. Ochal acholon tmeim, v'shosa mashkim tmeim. This is a totally separate halacha. These are halachas that are totally in the shir kedei achilas pras. Besides from acholos asuris, legabi malchus, legabi korban, we said legabi matzah, legabi yom kippur. Here's another din. the din is legabe ochal ushosa macholim tmeim, which midereisa doesn't do anything to a person. If a person picks up an oichel, which is a rishon latuma, let's assume that a piece of bread touched the sheretz. The sheretz is an avatuma. The food becomes a rishon latuma. A person does not become midereisa a sheni latuma. Sheni latuma is a darga which is only nitin to oichlen umashkin. This is the way it is all over Seder Tyrus. And in Seder Kachem as well. That being said, midereisa, a person who eats macholos asuros, not macholos asuros, macholos tmeus, does not become tame. However, Chazal said, if he touches it, he doesn't become tame, but if he eats it, he becomes tame midirabonon. That tumah midirabonon is latrumo lekotchim. It's a gzeirim. There's another din, the shear of that, of this oichel hanitma mitame, is bachila. It's not been a gear, so it's bachila. What's achila? Achila's week, they achila's prasa, kazais. Or, how much wine does a person have to drink in order to be over on the iser for a kohen to go into the mikdash and to be over a shosu yayin? So Mishnah says like this: Ochal acholon tmeim v'shosu mashkin tmeim, shosu revias yayin v'nichnas la mikdash. These two cases, like we said, the tumma or the iser of shosu yayin. V'shoh kedei achilas pras, in the amount of food. Realize, by the way, that the shir kedei achilas pras is a shir legabe oichel. Doesn't say the shir legabe mashke. But here we have it. Rabbi Elazar oimem hifsik bo, if he's shoyse, if he's mafsik in the emtza of the shtiyas, revias yayin. Oishenosan l'soichay mayim kol shehu, and memelitz diluted, and he didn't drink it in that amount of time. Potter, that's not called the shosu yayin. And also, he's not metame. One point, the rab ends at the end. V'hani mili b'shoy surviyas mamish. He drinks surviyas and he breaks up the amount of time. So then it's not called the shosu yayin. Al v'shosu yoysim revias. Moider b'lozor. The Mishnah that quotes Rabbi Elazar. The halacha is that he'll be moider the chayv afilu lo shosu kulu b'basachas. He's definitely chayv. Now Mishnah Dalid, we have a famous model of a Mishnah that we have in several places, and the Gemaras in different places in Shas bring down these Mishnahs often. In Yevomis, over here in Me'ilah, another place, in Krisus, in other places. Yesh oichel achila achas v'chayv aleo arba chatois v'oshem echot. It's shayich, Chazal are thinking creatively, it's shayich for a person to have in one achila five Yisurim. Now, why not? One piece of meat could be also because of different isurim. What's the chiddush in that? So we have to know that there's a sugi called enis achalalisa. Enis achalalisa means b'derech chal, if something's osur mishum sibo aleph, and then it would have something that happened to that thing that would render it osur if they tam sheni. The tam sheni is not chal, and he won't be chayiv tu chatois, he won't get tu malkus. And that is a problem. Because l'chor over here, we're going to have where one piece of meat can be chayiv four or five different averes. What happened to enis achalalisa? Whichever was chal first should be there. Whichever was chal second, third, fourth, fifth should not be there. So we have several exceptions, three actually, exceptions to the rule of enis achalalisa. Whenever the second iser is moisiv on the first iser, not just in the amount of isurim, but it's moisiv a whole different level, so then we said that the second one could be chal agav, that it could be chal for whatever was nischadish, it could be chal and gans, and then it'll be over mishum two, you'll get two malkus, or two chayv, two karbonas. The three types of creatively being chal in a significantly different way, and because of that, the issa's chal b'chlal is called issa moisiv, issa koil, and issa basachas. Issa moisiv means when the moisiv, another type of issa, that means like this, you have a piece of meat that's also b'chilo, Boso Tmeo, let's say of a Behema Tmeo, and becomes also Mishum Nevela, it's also whatever was also before. Mashenka, what happens if it would become not only also Bachila, but it would be also something else also? According to some Shem, Isra Hano is called a different type of Isra. The Rambam says not that way. The Rambam says Hano and Achila are really similar to each other, famous Shitsa Rambam. That's not called the Isser Moisiv. But the idea of Isser Moisiv is that this thing that's also the second iser is not just another iser, but it's a different type of iser. Iser koil is a similar idea, but the point is not that this chaticha itself is only iser, But the issue that's chal, the second issue, it asers other pieces, other chatichas besides for the one that was already asur. Issa basachas kishma ikenu, when two issurim are chal basachas, there we can't say either one is deichad other, so they're both chal. So here are our issurim in this one chaticha achas. A person who's tamei, she'ochal sachelev, a tamei ate chelev. Now, the fact that his tamei is irrelevant to the achilas chelev, achilas chelev is bekaris, doesn't make a difference if he's a tamei or a tohar. But the point of him being a tamei is that that piece of meat, hoya noiser min amugdoshim. B, the second is that it's noiser. Noiser is a chiv karis, it's a leftover kachim that was already supposed to be hukraf. It's chelev, so it wasn't supposed to be eaten, it was supposed to be hukraf. Min amugdoshim, so that's another issa. And this ma'is achilu rachman al son took place bi yom ha-kippurim. So you have the achilas chelev, you have the achilas kotchim bituma, which is a chiv chorus, you have achilas noisa, which is also a chorus, achilu bi yom ha-kippurim, four chayv krisus. He's also, because of kudoshim, he's chayv in asham mi'ilois. Mi'ilo has an iser of an oshom and not a chatos. So let's break it down with Moisiv, Koilul, and Basachas. The kud is like this. You have a behemoth that's walking innocently through the streets of town. Belongs to Yankel. And the piece of meat that's inside it, a piece of chelv, is already awesome. Shum chelv. It's Chavi Krisos. Yankel was magdish the behemoth, became osur bahano. We pointed out before, by the way, that hano won't necessarily be an issa, won't be necessarily an issa Moisiv. The Rambam calls this in Pirush Mishnah is what he calls Nekuda Nifla. It's a Nekuda that's a Dova Nifla, it's a Chiddush Nifla. And he says that if you take a piece of Chelev and you cook it in milk, L'chert should be Chal second Isser. It's already awesome. But the Basa B'cholov now is Nitois of Isser Hano on the Isser Achille. The Rambam says, no, that type of Isser Hano is not really a completely separate Isser Achille. Isser Hano, in the sense of Basa B'cholov or other Yisuri Hano, is a Harchov of Isser Achille, therefore it's not a new Isser. Masha'enkin, over here, we're talking about the Issa Hano of Mi'ila. That's something else. So, what the Rambam is saying is, I'm sorry, not what the Rambam is saying, what the Mishnah is saying, is that there's an Issa of Chelev, it becomes Osir b'Mi'ila, that's Issa number two. The fact that he's Tomei doesn't only ask him for meeting this piece, it asks him for meeting any piece. So that's also a Dover Noisor. That's an Issa Kail. Noisor, the Gemara says, because it becomes also not only lehedit, it becomes also legavoya. Noiser has to be burnt. It's also to be makdir noiser al gabi hamizbeach. So that's a davar noiser. Yom Kippur also doesn't only ask for this. Yom Kippur asks up any food in the world, the person not eating Yom Kippur. So all these isurim have a pen that's noisov on the original chelev. The mi'ilo, which is the osham, the tomei, the Noisar, and the Mugdoshim, and the Yom HaKippurim. So Mel, that's his five karbonis in one shot. Ramey says, you want, you make a cheshbon. I'll add another one. While he was chewing, he went from one rishus to another. This is a chiddush over here, because in Hilchos Hotzah, where did he pick it up and where did he put it down? The starting to walk with it in his mouth is the Akira, and the stopping in one place in the other Rishus is the Hanocha, or if he swallows it, that'll be the Hanocha over there. So that's the Isser. There's a famous, the Mefarshim point out over here, L'chor, the same way as Chayav HaKoris on the Hoitzah on Shabbos, could also be Chayav Yom Kippur. So you'll say, Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos, Techal B'Basachas, as soon as the day comes in. So Memelo B'Basachas, also there would be two. So that's L'chor, you have to say also B'Chlal Remeir. Not only Shabbos, but it's Yom Kippur. There's a famous beloved Kasha over here, the Ktsois and the Sivis in Simchov Ches, talk about that if we're Moisim over here, a Chi of Skila, and the Chatos is that, then there'd be a reason to patter up the Hashem Mi'ilois. And the reason for that is because it's a klal of Komle B'dirab Mineh, when a person becomes Chayiv. Even when he did something B'Shege, which is what we're talking about Chi of Karbonis. Talking about that he was over in Issa Skila B'Shege, it patters up all the lower ramifications of Momin. Now, you're going to ask, Mi'ila, Momin, we're talking about Karbonis. There is no chiv korban me'ila without the chiv momen ha'me'ila being chal, and it can't be chal. Why can't it be chal? It can't be chal because it's an isra chomer, which is chiv eskilo. Now you'll say, why do I need to ask this kasha only in the sefer that has the case of chilul Shabbos? And the answer to that is, the Ketzos brings that into the cheshbon, that imishum chayve krisus will say there's no kom lebi d'ramin, it's the way we pasken. That the klal of kom lebi d'ramin is only that misa b'dei shamayim, not chorus, but proper chiv misa b'dei bezdin, patus op chiyuve mom, not chiyuve chorus. There is a man, the Omer, Nechunya ben Akon, who holds that even Malocha Anyam Kippur that came together with the Chiyav Mamon, the Chiyav Mamon will be Potter because of the Chayav Kris. We don't pask in that way. So we'll ask the Kasha, the Gabi Hoitzov B'Shabbos, the Chapata of the Chiyav Akal. And the famous answer, where the Nesivis over there in Simchov Ches answers it, is that the Chiyav Mamon of Me'ilah is not really a Chiyav Mamon. There's Me'ilah if somebody was Moel Behegdish from Kedusha's Bedek HaBayis, where that's Mamon Hegdish. That's a Chiyav Mamon. That's like stealing. But over here we're talking about the 8th Chelev. Chelev has Kedushas Haguf. It's Noisa. Tomei She'ochal. It's a part of a Korban. A Korban is not Mom and Hegdish in the regular sense. What it is the Me'ilah is mitzad the Choymer of violating the Kedusha. We've pointed out this distinction. It's going to come back to us. Amir Tzashem soon. Mesechus Me'ilah. That's going to be one of the fundamental Yisoides in the Mesechta. There's Me'ilah of a Dover She'esh be Kedushas Haguf. And there's a me'ilah of something that has kedushas domim. When there's me'ilah of something that has kedushas haguf, primarily the me'ilah, the chiv momin, is a kapora. And the nesivis brings raya's that there's no kamle b'diramine on kapora, only on chiv momin. This type of tashlume me'ilah is a chiv kapora, not a chiv momin. That's the teretz ayin shop.